The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. Man, it's a beautiful day outside.
Wait. It's a beautiful day?
You don't think
so? I drove in. Did we drive in the same way today?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see the sun today. Did you look? Do you have x-ray vision seeing through the clouds and see that sun?
Yeah, it's right above the clouds.
It is above the clouds.
Sometimes when you say it's a beautiful day, it has nothing to do with the weather.
It's how you look at things. And, you know,
it is.
When I saw the national news today, I agree with you. I saw a lot of snow across the United States.
I saw fires
in California. And whether we see the sun today or not, we're going to see it the rest of the week. And I just love living here in Northeast Florida because virtually every day we do see the sun, don't we?
Yes, but I will have to tell you, in all fairness.
Tell me in all fairness. You're cold.
For me, this is really cold. Yeah, I'm not doing well.
Well, and you're going to New York next week, maybe.
Yes.
And so... Anyway, it's cold in a lot of the country, so it's just better to be here, isn't it?
Yes.
It is better to be here. Oh, my goodness.
No, we're going to be here. We're not headed out anywhere, silly.
Well, you're taking a vacation to
Germany sometime. Stop telling all my business on the radio.
All right. Well, you are going to Germany in a couple of weeks.
No.
But anyway...
You don't know that.
Anyway.
You don't know anything about
that's me. What I heard. Well, anyway, here we are. It's Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
It's always fun bantering back and forth with you.
Yeah. Anyway, you're giving me a dirty look, aren't you? So good morning, WBOB listeners. We hope you all had a great week. Hey, we met with some great people here this week. You met with some people from Pennsylvania, right?
I did. They were so nice.
Yeah.
So they have moved down to this area to have their kids in the schools in St. John's County. And they're from where your brother's from. In Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, yeah.
Yeah. And so they bought a house in a regular old neighborhood, and then they've just decided, they need some space. So, they moved down here pretty quickly and bought something quickly without too much forethought about all that. And
they didn't have the right realtor that found out what their needs were.
We should have known what they were doing and all that. So we went out looking for land with a house on it. And delightful people, just sweet, sweet, sweet. And I hope to be able to find the perfect place for them because they're not going to move unless they find the perfect place.
So Tom and Lindsay.
And that's what I do. Yes.
So you want to give a shout out to Tom and Lindsay?
Yeah, so good morning, Tom and Lindsay.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of speaking with a gentleman this week who was just absolutely wonderful on the phone. And now he's going to be, he's listening this morning. His name is Ed Froelich. So,
good morning.
Ed is selling his house, and we wish him luck in selling his house. And so, good morning, Ed. Thank you for listening. So, if you have any questions, Ed, give us a call. Our number, Angela, what is our number here on the radio show?
222 Talk to me. You have to call 222 Talk, which is 8255. And that's
right.
Area code 904.
And, Ed, we believe that we are the problem-solving realtors here on the radio. We come to you every Saturday morning to talk about what's going on in real estate in Northeast Florida. And this is meant to be a question-and-answer show about buying and selling your home. We give news and advice. After all, the more houses that sell and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. And it's our way of giving back to the community. Speaking of giving back to the community, last week we did our annual on-location broadcast from our Watson office, and we had several of our past customers come there. We had, there were hundreds of people that showed up to that there on San Jose Boulevard. So any of our listeners that came and showed up, thank you so much. It was a great event. Santa was there on a sleigh, and we had face painting, and lots of cards were made for the troops. So we appreciate everyone showing up, and we appreciate all the folks from WBOB that made that happen.
Including Alan
that was back here in the studio, and
yep.
He still made all the applause and music happen at the right time.
Yep.
So
and Bill Hay came and helped us this year. That was great.
Yeah.
And Larry, he does such a great job every year.
Yeah, Larry from the studio. Hey, we have a contest today. Ready for a contest? We want people to call. So here's the contest. According to a recent survey conducted by a major U.S. home builder to existing homeowners. So these were people that came in to look at builder's models. They asked them a question, and the question was, do you have any outdated features in your current home? And 70% of them said yes. And so here's the contest. What was the number one outdated thing in their existing home? So, I want all our listeners to think about their home. What do you think was the number one thing that they said about their existing home?
I so did not get it right.
Well, you don't have an outdated home, so you may not be thinking of that. But think about if you have a 30, maybe 40-year-old home, what do you have in there that you think is outdated that maybe you'd like to change? So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
904-222-8255.
Right. Oh, we got a caller already. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got the top six answers here. And the sixth one, I laughed because I used to have one of these.
What?
Yeah, and let's see. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And in my past houses, I had every single one of these.
That's because you're old.
That's because I'm old. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine.
So did you like our contest today? And do you have a guess for us?
Yes, I have a guess.
Okay.
I would say the bathroom.
Just the bathroom. Well, the bathroom didn't make the top six. But, you know, there are a lot of people that...
Well, wait a minute, though. Let's give her another shot at that, because it's not necessarily a room. It's a feature in a room.
Yeah.
So if you knew that, Barbara, would that change your response? So a more particular feature.
The closet.
No, that's not it. But that's a good guess.
Well, I tried.
You tried.
To give her...
Thank you.
No,
All right.
We appreciate you listening. Did you have any real estate questions while you're on?
We were thinking about selling the house, and I was wondering about when an inspector comes in to inspect an old house. This is, we lived here 52 years.
Okay.
And I wonder what they expect, what they want.
Well, you know what? We would love to talk to you, because we just met with a home inspector this week who thinks it's really important to actually have your home inspection before you put your home on the market. And we would love to talk to you about that and how that can be super beneficial to you, especially for people who have been in their home a long time. And, it will help you get ready to get your home ready for sale.
In fact, you know what? Right after the break, we're going to do two things as a result of this phone call. First of all, we're going to send you back to Alan, who's going to get your name and phone number. And we're going to call you sometime this weekend to talk about your particular home. But after the break, we're going to do a little bit segment just exactly about your question, because the short answer is home inspectors don't expect anything.
Right.
What they do is report on results. But we're going to talk about what they look for specifically to help you and to help buyers.
So you'll have to stay tuned and listen, and then we'll still call you and help you.
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank you for listening. We appreciate that. We're going to... Barbara's already hung up, but I'm sure she's still listening. So stay with us, everybody. We're going to come back and talk about that particular question. Great question. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everybody. Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. It's such a beautiful Saturday morning.
You did it again.
It is a beautiful Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in a fire, and I'm not sitting in the snow. It's a beautiful morning.
It is.
It's colder than I would like.
For sure.
I am such a Florida girl. I cannot wear my flip-flops today.
Yeah, no shorts, no flip-flops, no short-sleeve shirts for everybody.
Actually, I look like I'm probably, you know, overdressed because I hate being cold.
No, you're not overdressed. She's got a long-sleeve shirt on. You got a turtleneck on today.
Yes, Howard.
You're looking at me strangely.
Yes, you need to never speak again about anything about me. Thought we learned our lesson in the first segment.
All right. Oh, my
Hopefully
goodness.
Hopefully somebody's calling in, because I saw the light go on, calling in about the contest.
Well, let me repeat the contest.
Hoping.
This is a survey done by a major U.S. builder when people came in to look at new homes, and they said, do you have anything outdated in your homes? And 70% of them said yes. So what was the number one thing that
wonder if anybody said,
said
their husband.
Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
I'm sorry?
We can't hear you, Ed.
How are you?
Oh, this is Ed Froelich.
Yeah, this is great.
Well, I'm glad you listened in this morning.
I was tuned in.
Yay.
And got an open house between 1 and 3.
Oh, you have an open house today between 1 and 3. Is that what you're saying for your house?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, where's your house? Tell everybody where your house is.
We're on the St. John's River, a place called Harbor Island. And that's up by Fort Caroline. And street number is 11188 Schooner Court.
Schooner Court. Okay.
And you can find us on realty.com.
On realty.com. All right. Well, we wish you luck in selling that house today. And how much is the house?
$560,000.
$560,000? Okay. Well, great. Well, good luck, Ed. And thank you for listening. Hope you listen to the rest of the show.
I am. I thought kitchen for the first thing.
Kitchen is not the top thing.
So it's not so much about a room per se, it's about the items in the room.
Oh, I see.
You want to try again, Ed?
Yeah, I'll have to. Thanks again, Howard. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a great day, and thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Remember, go Navy, beat Army.
Go Navy, beat Army. Okay.
Yay.
All right. And thank you for your service, Ed.
All right.
All right.
So how about I tell you what happened this week?
Well, no, I thought we would talk about the in the inspection stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what does a home inspector do? What is what are they looking for?
You know, one of the things that I think is critically important for people to understand about home inspections is that it is a snapshot in time. Whatever a home inspector finds on that day at that time may not be the condition tomorrow. Something could break between today and tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. So as simple as that. So a lot of times, sometimes conditions like weather allow for a home inspector not to see everything. If a home inspector comes out to a house on a sunshiny day, like we have all the time here in Florida, then, and there's a leak in the roof, they might not find it. We had one, I had a buyer that had bought a house that had a porch attached to the house. So it was built after the home was constructed. And where the porch connected to the home, it leaked, but it wasn't raining the day we were there. And so after the people moved into the home, which was certainly 30 days past the time that they even had the home inspection done, you know, after they moved in, it rained. And then they discovered that it leaks between the house and the porch.
So it wasn't a roof leak per se. It was an attachment.
It was about an attachment issue, yes. But you know what the thing was is the people were very upset about it that the home inspector didn't find it. But the question is, how would he? It wasn't raining. There's no way he could have found it.
Yeah. So let's talk about what they do find.
Well, we can do that. I think we have a caller, though. Let's
we
do
did.
The
All right,
that
let's
before
do the
we
caller
get too
first.
Involved in this.
Alan is on the phone on the other side of the wall there. By the way, in case you don't know what our studio is, we have a little room that Angela and I in, and we are facing each other. And we have a computer screen here. And we have microphones.
Yeah, it's not for
and
us.
And then Alan, our producer, we have a big glass wall. And Alan is in another room, our producer.
Yep.
And he controls the board.
Everything.
Where he
it's
controls
exciting.
Everything.
Thank God he's there.
He can turn us on or turn us off.
Yep.
But anyway, so let's talk about what the inspectors look for. They are there to report on, as you said, anything that they find. And they are there. They're there for 3-4 hours, depending on the size of the home. And they do everything from getting on the roof to check and see if there are any missing shingles, what the approximate life is left on the roof. If there's a chimney, they checked on the condition of the chimney. If it's a wood that is surrounding the chimney, they look for wood rot. They look for wood rot around all of the perimeter of the home and search for any potential termite damage or wood rot. And then they look at the major systems of the home. And what I mean by systems are the condition of the air conditioning systems. And they even check for the difference in temperature between the air that is coming out of the vents and the air that is being sucked back into the system, and it needs to be a certain temperature difference, and they have probes to do that. So they look into the air conditioner system to see whether or not anything is corroded on the inside. They also look at the electrical panel. They actually take off the gray cover of the electrical panel, and they look to see whether or not there is anything amiss in there. Now, they're not electricians, but they look to see whether things can be, you know, wrong in there. And if they are, they report that and see whether an electrician should fix that. They test all of the plugs in your home. Sometimes you don't even know that some of the plugs don't work. For example, if it's behind a table that you don't use, they still test them. We have seen many times where people don't know that some of the plugs don't work. They test all the light switches and test all the lights. And sometimes the light doesn't come on. You don't know if it's the bulb or if the item doesn't work itself. Also, they test all of the plumbing. You'd be surprised how oftentimes some of the fixtures that you may not use in the home, let's say you have an extra bathroom that you don't use, well, non-use for a year or two could mean that the hot water and the cold water knobs don't shut off or operate properly, or that the shower leaks, or that the drain doesn't drain enough, or that there's not enough pressure coming out of the spigots is not adequate. They also look at the windows to make sure that all of the windows open and stay open. Because imagine if there was a fire and somebody had to get out of the bedroom and you tried to open the window and you can't open. Or you open the window and it just falls right down. How could you climb out of a window and how could you try to climb out of a window and you can't because the springs in there are broken and don't hold the window up? So they also test all of the appliances. Now, they don't test the washer and dryer, but they test the dishwasher and the microwave and the stove to make sure all of the burners are working. They test the – Angela, help me out here. I'm doing all the talking.
Yeah, I like it.
You like Now, they don't comment on such things as, well, the floor is dirty. That is not the...
They do look for, other things they look for that I'll add, is structure. So they look to see if there's any settling that's causing any problems that can go under the home if it's built off-grade. They'll look at the beams under the home. They'll look at the pilings under the home. They look to see if it has termite damage or powder post beetles. They look up in the attic spaces to see what's going on in the attic, if there's rodents, if there's holes, if there's rotted wood, if there's broken rafters. I mean, there's so many things that we know that they find. If there is a pool, many of the home inspectors have been trained to look at the pool equipment, to look at the pumps, the filters, salt cells. You know, they can check them. If you're not comfortable with the home inspector doing that, or if that's not a service they provide, you can have a pool inspector come out and inspect the pool. So it's a little bit different inspection, you know. But it's all of these inspections are so important so that you know what you're buying. You just have to remember, on this day, at this time, this is the condition it was found to be in.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide from that, unless you're going to add some other things.
Okay. We had a recent one where the homeowner had a screened-in porch, and they wanted to install a fan, so they did. But they used an extension cord to provide power. Now, the extension cord did not have enough. It was not thick enough. It was a really cheap extension cord. And that is dangerous, so we recommended that a electrician come in and rewire it.
Yes.
That happens to be the home that my son is buying next Friday. So there's all sorts of things, and now we're going to tell you what happens when the inspector finds all of these things.
Yes.
And what happens next? That doesn't mean do you buy the house? Do you not buy the house? We're going to tell you all the options that occur next. So stay with us, everybody. That's what we'll do in the third segment of our show here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Call in with your guests on the contest. We'll be right back.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another wildfire broke out in San Diego County yesterday. It's already reeling from one wind-driven blaze that destroyed at least 85 structures. Blaze erupted near the mountain town of Alpine, about 30 miles east of downtown San Diego. Heavy snow fell across several states in the south yesterday, blanketing parts of the deep south and delighting school children with something of a rare snow day. Businesses closed and commuters left work early in Atlanta. President Trump out last night in Pensacola, Florida, urging Alabama voters to elect embattled Republican candidate Roy Moore in next week's special election for an open U.S. Senate seat. And a big advancement in the battle against ISIS in Iraq. The government there today announcing that it has totally eradicated ISIS control inside of the country and also controls the areas of its country bordering Syria, where ISIS still has strongholds. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in December at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins, so it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now, at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales, but when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
David tells us what his life was like before he found the City Rescue Mission.
At night, what I would do is I would just go to the bus station, lay out as best I could, try to sleep undercover, and especially between November, December, January, it was getting pretty cold at night. Sometimes I'd try and just ride the bus as long as I could. Then when I couldn't ride any longer, find a spot at the station, go to sleep, and then wait for the bus to start running again, go dig in the dumpster, dig in the garbage, try to find food, pack it on, get on the bus again, and ride it all day long.
Hi, Penny Kievit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. We need your help to bring comfort and joy to the homeless and hungry this Christmas. Please consider giving a special gift that will provide a hot meal and safe shelter to those who need it most. Visit us at crmjax.org and help give a brighter new year for the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida. Merry Christmas.
This is the Savage Nation.
Trust me. The Bible doesn't mean go and destroy the earth. Even Republicans have to grow up. Even big laughing, oh, ho, ho, ho. I have a Gulf Stream and I fly over and I eat animals. Oh, ho, ho, ho. The 80s are over. Get over it and evolve, for God's sakes. You've become a stereotype of the ugly American.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
The Savage Nation on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Watch out for the crash over there at 295 North at the ramp from exit 51. That's the exit from Beach Boulevard. That crash is currently blocking the left shoulder. Weather should be clearing up hopefully by this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy, 30% chance of showers, and mostly sunny by this afternoon. Looking for a high about 50. Clear tonight, lows 33, still hanging at 46 degrees. Cloudy at WBOB AM 600. The answer.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. What an exciting, happy, 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 beautiful Saturday this is. Aren't we all happy to live in Florida?
I am. Hey, the Jaguars are playing tomorrow. You think they're going to win again?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a great season.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
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 And our associate, Rob, who's a realtor on our team, he is also a member of the Jacksonville Drumline. So he gets to go to every game.
Yeah, every home game.
For free.
Well, he's not sitting there enjoying it. He's performing.
Well, still, he gets to do exactly what he loves, which is drum.
Yeah. Perform during halftime.
Get to see the game.
Well.
For free. I think it's a good gig. I really do.
I don't know if he really sees the game because he's out in the stands walking around the stands.
Yeah, they're walking around doing their thing.
Doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get a lot of good press doing that. He has a ball and he says it's really work, though.
Huh?
He says it's really work, though.
Oh, a lot of work?
Yeah, because during the several hours that he's there, I mean, he's drumming for a good portion of the time, entertaining everybody that's there.
Well, and plus you have to practice. I mean, you don't just show up on Sunday and 15 or 20 guys know exactly how to sound alike.
Yeah.
You got to practice. So it takes some effort. I mean, they make it look so simple and so easy, but, you know, that comes from practicing.
That comes from practice.
Does indeed.
Yeah.
It's amazing the boy has time to sell real estate.
The boy. The man.
The man.
The man has three children. He's not a boy.
He's just younger than me. My slip. He's just younger than me.
So if they're younger than you and they're a male, no, there's
stop,
a boy.
No, stop, stop. Let's not get any deeper today. We're not having a good day
wait
meeting
a
you
minute.
Talking.
And if they're older than you like me, then they're old man.
Oh, yeah. You're super old. Alan's getting offended, too. I wasn't talking about you. It doesn't matter if y'all are the same age. I'm just mad at him right now. So he is getting it.
Yeah, I'm getting
it. Got it? Yes.
All right, back to the contest. I think we need to give hints.
What?
Okay, so according to
a
survey.
Yeah, I think we should give a hint, too, because everybody's kind of set a room, like the kitchen or the bathroom, which makes sense because we think of that as an entire space being outdated.
Give some hints. I'm going to help people. Okay. Boy, I shut you down, didn't I?
You're crazy today.
All right, so 70% of respondents to a survey of people that went into an existing home buyer admitted to having an outdated feature. So what was that feature? So I'm going to – and they
give
gave
six
the,
examples. Give two of them.
So an avocado green appliance.
That would
remember
be seriously
those?
Outdated. I do recall those,
and
yes.
And shag carpeting.
Oh, good Lord.
So that was 5 and 6.
But you know what? Shag carpeting kind of came back with that carpeting they call frise. It's kind of the same thing. It's a loose kind of pile. It looks like a shag.
All right. I'm going to give number four also. Number four is ceramic tile countertops.
Oh, yeah. People used to put those tiles on the countertop.
I had a house.
You had all of these?
I had a house built in Gaithersburg, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and I had to pay extra for that because that was a cool thing to have.
Oh, my goodness.
Paid a lot of money extra for that.
It is so not sanitary, too, because you have all that grout, and then you, like, cut chicken, get salmonella. Yeah, it's bad. That's not good. Having grout on your countertop's not good.
Well,
it's very permeable.
Well, you weren't
and
around
you can't get it
30
out.
Years ago to tell me that.
True.
I mean, you were alive, but, you know, you weren't in, you know.
How can I
be
alive?
You weren't my business partner then.
Aren't I 29 and holding? I don't think I was around.
Oh, okay. All right, so you got to come up with number one, number two, and number three.
Okay.
Now, come on, people. Call in.
222-8255.
That's right.
222-8255. And somebody needs to call in and talk to Howard because I'm not having much luck with him today.
Okay. Hey, before we get to inspections, I got to tell you about an important recall. And this is about something that is in just about everyone's home. So, and it has to do with, and this is serious. This is fire extinguishers. There's a company called Kidde. That's Kidde. And
aren't they like the largest fire extinguisher company? I feel like that. I see that brand again and again.
Well, not only do you see their brand, but they also manufacture them for many, many other companies.
Oh.
They manufacture them for Costco, uh-huh. for the brand called Fireway, for Honeywell, for Mariner, for Quill, for Sam's Wholesale, for Sears, for company called Traveler for XL. They make them for motorhomes, for boats. So here's the problem.
Wow. And for houses.
For houses.
Okay.
So the top, and this goes back to them that are manufactured from 1973 on. The top part of the fire extinguisher used to be made of plastic, including the handle. So, of course, to make it work, you squeeze the handle. Well, over time, sometimes the handle breaks. When do you need a fire extinguisher?
when you have a fire. In the emergency.
So what's the time that, so if it breaks.
It's not going to be helpful.
It's not going to be helpful.
And the fire will continue. But here you're thinking you've got the right plan to, prevent a fire.
So what they found is many of these are breaking, particularly under the weight of the fire extinguisher. So there's a massive, massive recall, and the company is offering a free replacement. Now, there are some requirements, and they'll even ship it to you. So you have to call the company. There are over 200 makes and models affected. I know you've got one in your kitchen or in your garage. So here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
So you got to call the company, and you don't have to have the receipt, so don't worry about that. All you need is the make and model and the date, and it's on the white label that's on it. So what you do is you call Kidde, K-I-D-D-E, but here's the number. It's 855-271-0773. And if you don't remember that number, that's okay. Just look up on the website for Kidde, K-I-D-D-E. You'll need the fire extinguisher with you because they're going to ask you for the make, model, serial number that's on it. And if it's one that is affected, and if you have a plastic handle, it's going to be affected. They will send you a new fire extinguisher now, and they're not going to charge you for it. There'll probably be some instructions on how to send back the old one, but don't worry about it. It's not going to cost you to send back the old one. Get this taken care of. You have a fire extinguisher for a reason.
Yes.
In the event of a fire. We don't want you to pick this thing up and then the handle breaks off or the pin that allows the extinguishing material to come out doesn't work.
Right.
So this applies to a fire extinguisher that's in your boat, that's in your airplane, that's in your car. There are 235 different models of this that are affected. Don't wait. Call the company. I want to give you the number again.
Yeah, and this is really breaking news. I mean, this just came out this week.
Yeah.
So this is hot off the press kind of news.
Yeah, let me give you the number again. It's 855-271-0773. Okay? This is really, really important. I'm really big on fire extinguishers. I have a couple in my house. Angela, you have a couple in your house. Get this taken care of before you need it. This is prevention. It's really, really important. All right?
Yep.
Okay. That's my public service announcement here on Real Estate Radio. All right. Now, we want to get back to what happens after a home inspector looks at all this stuff and makes a report. Well, it goes to the person that asked for the home inspection to be done. And by the way, we recommend that it be done before a house be put on the market. Why? Because then it gives you the opportunity of getting all of the things fixed. And then you can market the home in a different way and say, this house has been pre-inspected and everything has been taken care of.
It's sort of like a car. You can call it certified pre-owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The house is worth more.
Yeah.
So, but not only about
it. And it saves the buyer money, too, because then they don't have to do a home inspection.
Yeah, they still may want to.
They can.
Because as you said at the beginning of the show, it is only a picture in
snapshot.
Snapshot in time.
Yes.
All right. Hey, we got more to talk about when we come back after the show because the music means there's only 1 minute left. And when we come back after the show, we still want people to guess about what is the number one dated item in your home. I'm going to narrow it down one more time. The number three dated item, 28% of the people said this, wood paneling. So there are two items left. Number one and number two, most outdated item in your home. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back for number four segment of our radio show. Stay with us, everybody. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 beautiful Saturday morning.
My, my, my.
Yes.
You got three happies going on?
Well, you know what?
What?
I need three happies today.
You do?
Yeah, because, you know, I might not actually be all that happy. So therefore, I have to triple trick myself into believing that I am.
Well, after the show, we're going to see a brand new customer today.
Now, that I'm super excited about, honestly. We met with the wife before, and then they decided they'd hire us, and the husband has come home, and we're going to do paperwork today. So you're going to hear soon about a Mandarin pool home.
And there is such
a
shortage.
It's amazing. Yes.
There is such a shortage of great Mandarin pool homes for sale.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I like about this home is that although there is a pool in the backyard, there's still yard beyond the pool. So it's perfect for children, for pets, you know, for your dogs running around and stuff. I mean, it's just a great home.
Well, it was funny because when you heard about the dogs, you were afraid to go to this house, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I love dogs, but wait a minute.
Be.
No, before you go slamming me on the air
this
again for the fourth time today.
Slamming
okay.
You. Most so, people would be afraid to go to this house.
Just stop. I love dogs, so let me clarify. I don't want anyone to think I'm not a dog lover. I love dogs, but in 20 years of being in real estate, when you go into someone else's home, you're not just in a person's home. You're oftentimes in a dog's home.
Yes.
And they are territorial. And they really don't want you there. right? They're being protective. So the dog that you think is so wonderful and amazing and who loves all over you all the day, when a stranger comes into the home, it can become aggressive. So over time, I've just become precautious, you know, like I take precautions when I go into a home, like I enter slowly and try to take time to bond with the dog, let them sniff me and all that. But yes, over the years, I've kind of gotten afraid of all dogs. It doesn't matter their size or anything.
Well, I want to tell our studio audience something. I got to tell our studio audience what we're talking about.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
Well, wait a minute. Just a minute.
Can you cut his mic?
If you go into a house and there are two dogs in there that each weigh 200 pounds, you are going to have a bit of trepidation.
You know what? I think you weigh 200 pounds, and I have a bit of trepidation from you.
Well, I don't weigh 200 pounds.
The big dog and big kisses.
Hey, we got Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you both?
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. You have a guess for us or a question?
No, I have a guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess popcorn ceiling.
I was number two.
Ah, that's such a great guess.
I love that guess. I would have thought that would be number one.
I thought it was going to be number one also. That is such a great guess. And we still go in so many houses, and they have popcorn ceiling.
Yeah.
That's
29.
I'm going.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those things with the older homes, and trying to get rid of that is a very expensive proposition.
It is.
Yes, and, yes. And it's messy too, Bill. It's like, you know, I think it's like $1 a square foot or something to get rid of it. But the mess, you don't want to live in it because, you know, when they scrape it off and then they're going to resurface with something else, you know, like a knockdown ceiling or something, it's messy.
Yeah, 5 years ago I bought my house and it was empty and had popcorn ceilings. And because it was empty, they took care of the house. And anyway, it was $1.05 a square foot to take care of it. But it certainly looked better when it was done, looked more modern. 29% of the people said that was the thing that
was in their home.
Was the worst.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for listening.
Do you have any real estate questions while you're on?
Not today, but I appreciate your show.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you for listening, Bill.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You're welcome. So long now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have another caller. We got Chris. Hello, Chris.
Well, how are you, Angela? You and...
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
You're doing great. You think this 2018 is going to be a boom year, that we're going to hit 30,000 on the stock market? I'm very optimistic about it.
We are super optimistic about 2018. You betcha.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to talk to the guys that come on after us to ask them their predictions for 2018.
As far as the market.
As far as the market.
The Van Wees, yeah. But I definitely think so. Do you have a guess for our contest today, Chris?
Yeah, I was thinking it might be the blinds.
No, that didn't come up as one of the top six. The blinds did not come up.
Wow. Well, anyhow, it's always nice to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. You know, Angela, this room, you got mad at me today, so it's getting really warm in this room.
It's hot in here.
When it's hot, 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 it's time to do our hot deals of the day. And we got a couple of open houses this weekend that we really need to talk about. You know, last weekend we listed a pool home in Ivy Lakes off of Roberts Road in St. Johns County. And you and I held that house open and we did not get a chance to sit down. There was somebody there even before we arrived. It was supposed to be from 1 to 3. We were there till 3:30 handling all the people. We got an offer that we couldn't put together, and we got another open house there today. Plus, there were three or four other appointments today. Rob is going to be there. So let me tell you about this. 3,260 square feet, five bedrooms, 3.5 bath, a solar heated pool, a screened pool. The master's downstairs is a two-story foyer, two-story living room, double entry doors, a bonus room upstairs, and it's really neat. Upstairs, two bedrooms on one side with a bath, two bedrooms on the other side with a bath. It was built in 2001. It has a new roof. It has new air conditioning, granite countertops, open floor plan. Get this. Almost three-quarters of an acre. It's on a preserve lot, $390,000, open today, noon to 2. You better show up there if you want a lovely pool home, lovely community. The HOA fees are really, really low.
Like what, $288 a year?
A year.
A year.
No CDD fees in Ivy Lakes. Great schools. In fact, there's a pathway between this neighborhood and the neighborhood adjacent to it, and the neighborhood adjacent to it has an elementary school on the edge of that community. So and this is just fantastic, and this is priced to sell. So make it happen. The address is 825 La Poma, L-A-P-O-M-A, in Ivy Lakes. All right?
Yes.
All right. We got another one open in Mandarin. The address is 11652 Summerbrook. This is a gated community in Summerhaven, which is a block away from Mandarin High School. So if you don't want your kids driving to high school.
I really like that.
And they won't even want to drive to school because it will take a whole lot longer to get out of the parking lot than just walk home. So it's 25.
I was fixing to say, have you met a teenager who doesn't want
to
drive? Come on.
It's
even though it's two blocks,
walk.
They're still going to want to drive.
It's 2,500 square feet, four bedroom, two and a half. It's colonial style. So it's your typical two-story home. All the bedrooms are upstairs. There's an office downstairs. It has both a living room and a family room. Granite kitchen, new appliances, $279. It's open tomorrow from 11 to 2 o'clock. All right. We also have, if you want to be on the north side, there's a four-bedroom, two-bath, a little bit smaller home, a little less than 1,800 square feet in the Blossom Ridge community off of Dunn Avenue. A lot of new things in this home, new paint, new carpet, new lighting, new countertops. Has both a front porch covered and a rear porch covered. It's only $179. There's no CDD. There's no HOA. It's, I shouldn't say no HOA. The HOA is only $175 a year. And if you want to be on the west side, because we got them all over town, a beautiful, beautiful community, beautiful, beautiful home built in 2014, another four-bedroom, two-bath, 1,740 square feet with a gorgeous fenced yard, got a fire pit in the back, stainless steel appliances, 42-inch cabinets, crown molding. This is immaculate. Some of the people that have gone into this said, is this a builder's model? Because it looks like it has been staged. $185,000, low fees. It's got a pool. It's got a fitness center, a pool in the community. Fitness center in the community. The community is called Winchester Ridge. It's out off of Normandy. It's on Hidden Fold. Doesn't have an open house, but if you want information about it, you can call us. I think that's about all the time we have for today. You know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this show to give back to the community, and you need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling the most important financial transaction probably in your life. Angela and I are here to help you. We want you to have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you next week. Actually, we're going to be back with you next week live, as always. The Van Wees are here on tap to tell you about what's going on in the financial sector. And have a great week.